Now let's talk about exercise. Joining us in the studio to tell us more about fitness and motivation is Philip Haxbill from fitness company Freeletics.
My name is Philip. I'm head of product strategy at Freeletics. I've been with the company for 4 years. I come from a very different background, actually. I consider myself a fitness and fit lifestyle enthusiast. Although I started off with a deep interest in astrophysics and investment banking, come from a finance and psychology background, but always had this passion for fitness, a healthy lifestyle, good nutrition, developing a strong mindset. And 4 years ago, I decided to follow that passion and joined Freeletics as a newly founded startup in Munich and have seen it grown to 150 people ever since.
Thank you for joining us today, Philip. Can you start by telling us about the findings in the St. Albans area and why do people consider exercise as a chore?
Well, if we are very honest, exercising is hard, or it can be hard for most people most of the time. Exercising is just not that fun, or maybe even more importantly, the thought of exercising is not that fun. So many people are being put off by the sheer anticipation of training and exercising. On the other hand, though, we shouldn't forget that, you know, so many things in our lives are immediately gratifying and pleasurable, right? It's so easy for us to do something, for example, lie on the couch and watch TV, that is kind of immediately gratifying. And training just isn't like that. And that is something that demotivates people, but only because we so often fail to see that this thing is precisely what makes it valuable as well. It's learning that it's not always things that are immediately pleasurable that are valuable, that sometimes you have to put in effort, or very often you have to put in effort, especially when it comes to things that are very important for your life. And training and exercising can be seen as a playground or as a training ground for that. People see it as a chore, but maybe even that characteristic in itself is valuable.
How do apps and technology help us with fitness and motivation then?
Apps like Freeletics and all different kinds of technology can help us tremendously with fitness and motivation. But we need to focus on, or not only focus on, collecting data, tracking data, and showing that, like so many services and products do. But we need to bridge the gap between having data and actually making recommendations to people. So what we focus on is tailoring fitness plans and nutrition plans to the individual based on data of millions of people. And that is a huge advantage of technology. So we can use that what we learn from different people, from millions of people, and apply that to each and every single individual and improve the training plan. So that is one thing. The other thing is that technology allows us to connect people to other like-minded people who share the same motivations and goals and who have the same struggles and challenges. And this is something that helps people stay motivated, stay on track.
What can technology help us understand about our fitness levels?
So again, technology is very well suited, obviously, for tracking data. And that is something we can show to people. And everyone knows this, right? If you look at your iPhone or your smartphone, it tells you how many steps you've taken today. It tells you how many calories you've burned. Maybe if you've tracked your food before, it shows you how many calories you've eaten. So that is one aspect. And that is obviously something that you can learn from. But the more important thing, and also something that Freeletics focuses on, is taking that data and then really looking deeply into it and trying to learn something about the individual, their behaviors, what they're good at, what they're not so good at, where they stand compared to their peers, what it is that they should focus on in order to get better. And that is the real challenge, and that is what we're focusing on.
Should we work out in a community environment or on our own?
Well, the most important thing is that you do something consistently. The most important thing is that you show up, that you find the motivation to work out, to exercise, even if it's just a couple minutes per day. And if you can do that all by yourself, if you find the motivation to do it all by yourself, then that's great, absolutely. And you can be extremely successful with that and have tremendous results. Research, however, shows us that being connected to other people who, again, share the same motivations and goals and have the same struggles and face the same challenges can be extremely motivating. And that's what we're trying to do at Freeletics. We're trying to connect people digitally to other people all over the world, and then step by step, nudge them and help them to join even local training groups if they want to, because feeling that they're integrated into this kind of bigger group, bigger whole, that again is extremely motivating, we find.
What are the main reasons Brits exercise then?
So 65 to 75% of people told us that the main reasons they exercise is because they have to lose weight, they think, or they want to be fitter. And that's not surprising. We see the same pattern all over the world. But it speaks to the fact that people are seemingly dissatisfied with some aspects of their life, health especially. And we should take that into account. So really be aware that there is some dissatisfaction with quality of life for many people. And it's not just about making the scale show smaller numbers, but it's about actually helping people live better lives and get more of what they want out of life. So we see that data from that perspective.
And finally, can you tell us where we can get more info?
People can go directly to blog.freeletics.com, where they can get all kinds of information around training, nutrition, and motivation. Or they can directly hit us up at Freeletics on Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks very much for joining us, Philip.